Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
Hello. Hello. Does that sound like I'm here? Hello.
Hello. Are you there? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yes, I can hear you now. Well, and it's so funny that guy like changed companies.
No,
so we
kidding.
Could do that later. Like we could say, hey, no more new churches. We want to close churches. We're like a whole new company now.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. We should do a report, some sort of.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, what's funny, Ed, is at the time of this recording, we had CPLF last week, which is the Church
CPLF
Planning
is
Leadership
the Church
Fellowship.
Planners Leadership Fellowship. Is it leaders or leadership? I always get that confused.
Leadership.
Okay, leadership. That's what I was saying.
This is November. Coming up to Thanksgiving, obviously, you know, at the
American
time of this recording.
Yeah. Not Canadian Thanksgiving.
And it was freezing last week in Nashville, but today it's 53 degrees. So
nice. Wow, not the weather. So much here. Yeah. We got snow on the ground here, very cold anyway.
Well, if our listeners remember, a few weeks back, we had some of our people tweeting questions, right? And one of the questions that was tweeted in was about different church planting movements. And Ed, you were like, are we ever going to answer that question? And today is the day.
Yeah, that guy's like, he's a stalker. Yeah. He's like a stalker on Twitter. I guess we shouldn't joke about stuff like that, but he's like constantly sending me tweets. And I'm like, I don't, yeah, whatever. Okay, look, go ahead.
Yeah, so today is the day. So let me answer the question, or let me share the question right now. This is from Brian Worth. Actually, maybe I shouldn't say his name.
Yeah, we probably just did. I don't care. Brian, you've been stalking. I'm going to look up his Twitter profile right now. Brian Worth.
All right,
go ahead.
Here's the question. Why don't you bring up Victory Outreach, Praise Chapel, or Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship as modern day church planting movements or close
because
to it?
Because they're not.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Next question.
No, man, we got
Brian. I think I love Brian. He's awesome. I'm looking at him right here and he's got all kinds of stuff here. Here's the deal, Brian. A church planting movement has kind of a specific definition. And I got to tell you, those movements are growing, you know, and that, but again, because of things growing doesn't mean, you know, for example, ARC, we were just with Dino Rizzo. We love ARC, right? We were just with Dino Rizzo and they were doing a great job. He was talking at the Church Planting Leadership Fellowship and they have 900 churches in just the, was it 15 years since they were born, 900 churches. But that's nothing like what we see as a church planting movement, which would really be probably in 15 years, thousands and thousands of churches.
Yeah.
And so it just has to do, so it's not that things aren't awesome going on. I mean, let's give a shout out to all the awesome movements that good things are happening. So just know, Brian, and we're just having a little fun with you because you look like a fun guy. I'm looking at your Twitter page right now and you are bringing it. And I can tell he's Pentecostal. You know how you can tell he's Pentecostal from his Twitter page? Handheld microphone. Pentecostals always, it's a true story. Pentecostals are going to write in and say, Ed Stetzer understands us.
It's so that you can do the close mic. You can do the close mic.
It's exactly it. So I use the headset and they always, whenever I go to Pentecostal meeting, they say, would you like the headset or the handset? And I'm like, I'm going to go with the headset. But Brian, you are awesome. You love Jesus. You're reaching people. Movements you mentioned are awesome. But a church planting movement is a rapid indigenous reproduction of churches among a given people group or population segment. And that rapidity has measurement statistics that would be pretty far from anything. So don't miss this. So Brian doesn't feel like I'm picking on him or anybody else. There are 34 Western industrialized democracies in the world, 34 of them. And of them, there are no church planting movements among majority peoples among any of them. And so don't miss that. So this is not mean or bad or anything. I'm not ignoring anybody. I'm not ignoring them because they're charismatic or Pentecostal or anything else. I'm just talking in general that there are none of those in the English-speaking Western world or really in 34 Western industrialized democracies.
Yeah. So Ed, how did you help our audience understand how you moved from church planting movements to this idea of church multiplication movements then?
Yeah, so one of the things we decided to do in Viral Churches, Warren Bird and I were writing this book together, and you know Warren's a prince, and he in our discussion, one of the things he said was, you know, well, what are we going to call people to? Well, we've seen in our lifetime rapid reproduction. You could think of Calvary Chapel and the Vineyard and Hope Chapel and others that really just experience rapid reproduction to the point where they would see 50% growth with 50% conversion rate to the third generation. So that's sort of what we came up with. So if something has happened in our lifetime, which it has, it depends on how, I don't know. How old are you, Daniel?
33.
It's 33. Mm-hmm. So it didn't happen in your lifetime. No, 80. So what year were you born in?
85.
Okay. So not, I mean, sort of like during the 80s, the mm-hmm. Vineyard was multiplying at that level. The Vineyard kind of spiritually is born on Mother's Day, 1980. But it was around a little before then, but that movement really begins to grow. So, you know, so maybe close to in your lifetime and certainly in my lifetime, we've seen movements like this. So here's what I would say to Brian and whomever, is that let's shoot for something that is both miraculous, but we've also seen God do. Now maybe my faith is lacking. I want to see a church planting movement, but a church planting movement would require us to move away from some things like buildings and budgets and professional clergy. I mean, there are some things that I praise God that people are doing and we need more people to do. But, you know, most people, what they want to do is they want to have a church planting movement with the same structures that produced stagnation and decay. And I don't think it works that way. So again, what I tried to call people to, what Warren and I tried to call people in viral churches, was a sacrificial engagement in evangelism and multiplication that produced a movement, though maybe not a full church planting movement the way David Garrison, in his important book called Church Planting Movements, the way he described and defined it.
Yeah. So in light of that then, because that's an important differentiator, right? Church planting movements versus church multiplication movements. Which movements or which denominations or networks or churches have that kind of movemental energy in them right now?
Oh gosh. I mean, I think it's not, the problem is denominations are not like a thing. It's things.
Yeah.
You know, we can see great things going on in the Assemblies of God in this place and great things going on in Southern Baptists in this place or the Wesleyans in this place. You know, so I don't know that you can say that because let me put it this way. There's no movement today in North America that is seeing a national expression of something like that. So I'm for things like, you know, I love what Neil Cole's doing. They're seeing a lot of multiplication, even rapid multiplication. We said in viral churches they had some movement-like characteristics. I would say I'm deeply thankful for how the North American Mission Board has been engaging in their send strategy, which I mean, I spoke in Boston recently, Daniel, and the whole room was filled with people out of the North American Mission Board sending strategy.
Man, that's awesome.
And lots of others, but it was open to everybody. Actually, it was sponsored by a friend of mine, Adam Mabry, who's a...
Yeah, Adam's great.
Adam's great. So, and he's in a charismatic apostolic group. He called the meeting, and most of the people were related to the North American Mission Board
that's awesome.
Who came. Now, a lot of that might be familiarity with some of the stuff we do, but the point is that there are outbursts. Now, here's the challenge. When I started doing this research, people got mad at me because I would say these things like this. Matter of fact, David Garrison, who's a friend, we've written a chapter together on this. But David, in his longer version of Church Planting Movements, the book, actually cites some of the people I just mentioned as movements. And I sort of pushed back and said, David, it doesn't really fit your description. I mean, when he wrote the book and did all that research around the world, I said, and most evangelical missiologists said, all right, Garrison, he gets to define it.
Mm.
But then he sort of used that description to describe some things in the U.S. And I kind of pushed back and said, I don't know that that's there.
Yeah.
And so the end result is he's since modified that. There's not. So he listed some groups that would say, listen, David Garrison said that we're a movement. Well, to be honest, he doesn't say that anymore.
Yeah, retraction.
So having a movement, well, I would say that in future publications.
Yes.
Be careful. God love David. Yeah, David and I wrote a 50-something page scholarly paper, and we released it at Exponential, if I recall. And we looked at this very issue, and we came to a good, solid agreement.
Oh, that's good.
So here's what I would say. There are not church planting movements, but there's some great things that God's doing, including, Brian, you keep sending me any great thing you want me to hear. If you've listened to the end of this podcast and not thrown your iPhone against the wall in irritation. You send me any movement you want to hear. But to be honest, I don't answer too many questions on Twitter because they come so fast and furious, but I do see them And it always helps me remember these wonderful movements that God's doing. So thank you for Karen, and thank you for bringing up movements that you might have thought would have been missed. It's certainly good to hear about
them. That's good. So before we get to the last part of this podcast, where I want us to focus on what this looks like tomorrow, and what even the house, some of the house church things that are happening right now, what that looks like. Before we get to there, I did want to share that this episode is brought to you in part by the new Living and Effective podcast, brought to you by Christianity Today and the Christian Standard Bible. So in this podcast, you will hear difficult questions and find surprising answers about how God's word has changed the world and what that means for your everyday life. So you can listen to that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Living.
How have I not heard of this podcast before?
Because it's brand new.
Oh, it's brand new. Yeah, brand new. Okay, yeah. Look, I found it online. Yeah, so it's Living and Effective. Who's doing the part? Richard Clark. Yeah. I like Richard Clark. Oh, it's all Richard. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So the Christian Standard Bible.
A beast.
Yeah, the Christian Standard Bible and Christianity Today are bringing that together. So you can learn more about
that.
The CSB at csbible.com.
Okay, now I know you're doing this because it's an advertisement, but a couple of things here. So how Jesus people made the Bible cool. That's episode two. I love this. What the Bible did during American slavery. This sounds like some really fascinating stuff.
It's a great podcast. Yep.
Okay, cool. I'm going to check it out. But just so you know, everybody, Daniel tells me nothing before the show. Nothing. He comes in and says, oh, by the way, we have a new guest, Todd something or other, leads half the podcast. They don't tell me how to do this. This is how I am persecuted.
Okay. All right, Ed. People. So the last part of this podcast, what I want to focus on is house churches. I'm going to do a little bit more. So house churches. So church planting movements, a lot of times people bring up the house church movement in China, in India, what's happening down in Cuba. You know, there's a lot of movemental talk that people bring up. And then they're like, well, can that work in North America? And obviously Wolfgang Simpson, and there's a lot of people that talked about, who's the other ones? Dale and Felicity. I'm forgetting their
Felicity
names.
Dale.
Yes, Felicity Dale. Yeah. Yeah.
She wrote the book Simply Church.
Yes, Simply Church.
And I think you mentioned Wolfgang, Neil Cole.
Yeah, Neil Cole.
And you were four. Okay, sorry. So, let's say, all right, what's the question?
Yeah,
you give me the question. Yeah,
so,
I'm anxious.
You are anxious. So
I got stuff to say. I got things to share.
Okay,
I got to get this off my chest.
Those are a lot of names that were brought up 10 plus years ago. There's not a lot of noise about it right now, but Francis Chan is probably the most known person to be doing this. He just wrote a book, Letters to the Church, where he talks about what he's doing right now in San Francisco. So talk to us about whether you think the house church movement, whether you think this can succeed in North America.
Can I do this without sounding like a long observer of American evangelism?
Oh, because you're definitely not that.
Yes, no, I'm not. I'm just a young church planner, ready to get my guitar, sit in a stool, and start singing
with a nice mullet.
Something about Jesus with a mullet. Don't judge the mullet. Man, everyone wears the ministry.
Have you ever?
Everyone
had a
wears
mullet?
The ministry mullet nowadays. I did have a mullet, to be perfectly honest. At one point, it was not a lot. They're like a super all on mullet, but it was mulletish. Okay. It was mulletish. All right. So here's the deal. I think you in framing the question, you are accurate that there's a cycle. Mm. And the cycle goes, and I'm not mad at the cycle. I think this is God uses these things as well. But the cycle sort of goes like this. What happens is that somebody ultimately gets dissatisfied in a good way. Someone gets dissatisfied. And they go and step out and into kind of a church, a new expression of church.
Mm.
And then because they love this, and I want them to love us, I want them to think everyone else is not doing it right and they're doing it right in a humble way, but nevertheless, in a we've got to do this for Jesus sort of way. Because they've found something that others haven't done. And then they go out and the house churches start to multiply. And thank God people come to faith in Christ and it's all good. And anyway, all it comes down together is that happens in waves. And those waves, people don't want to remember the last wave. Mm. So what happens is we have selective memory. And so they then go and 10 years later, they don't listen to people who went 10 years before, the Wolfgang Simpsons in this case. But I can go back another 10 years. I got a book in the 70s called The Emerging Church, which isn't anything like that movement that lasted about 7 months that sort of blew up.
Really?
But it's about house churches. Yeah.
Wow.
So all this stuff goes. And so what happens is this, is so far none of them, and I actually drew this on a board once, none of them have had the escape velocity necessary to pull people away from the gravitational pull of the established church.
Do you think it's because there's a lack of persecution?
Oh, I'm not done yet. Let me finish my conversation here, okay? Okay. The answer is yes, though, but let me get there.
Okay.
So you know what? Launch velocity is that someone go up, and then it gets drawn down, up, and then something, if it gets enough forward momentum, it gets up and it doesn't get pulled back by the gravity. That's how satellites, for example, are launched or whatever. So what happens is, so I'm not saying, oh, listen, you people are just foolish because people have done this before. How many people have come to Jesus because of some of these movements? Thank God for them. What I am saying is we need them to keep doing this because I believe that probably in some of the more dense cities or if persecution comes or if there's not available places or there's a downward push on finances, that these indeed could be the places that get the escape velocity and we see a true multiplication of churches. So I talked about this at the CPLF. What I don't want people to do is to overreact. And, you know, I haven't read Francis Chan's book yet, so I'm not at all saying he is. Though I've had several people say, have you read this? Have you read this? It's going to change everything. Yeah, and I love Francis Chan. But everything's going to change everything. And I love the people that think that. But at the same time, I got to also be enough of a student of history and missiology to know that, again, 34 Western industrialized democracies, no house church movement has got to a church planning movement. Mm. So I'm for these things. But, you know, 15 years ago, I flew to Denver. And I sat down with a group of people who were tired of the established church and we're going to go start house churches. And a professor there, a friend of mine, brought them together. And I sat and I listened to them all and I said, okay. So you're done. You're detoxing from the established church. Yep. That's the word they used. And a few years later, I found that most of them were actually now serving in established churches.
Wow.
So what I would say is there are going to have to be some factors that cause the breakthrough. But you know, one of the factors could be, Daniel, just the shift in culture could be so significant that this is the breakthrough. So house church planners, I love you. Keep at it. Multiply rather than expand. Look for the opportunities. Look to resources like Tony and Felicity Dale's Simply Church or Neil Cole's Organic Church or Wolfgang Simpson or T for T, Training for Trainers or the Timothy Initiative or DMM. I mean, we refer all these things to take place in North America. Don't believe some of the outrageous hype that they already have because we don't have any evidence of it. As soon as there's evidence of it, I'll put it on the front page of Christianity Today. Send me that evidence and I'll put it right on the front page of the webpage.
Well, there you go.
But right now, we just don't have that evidence. Okay, so you got me on a rant there, so no, I apologize.
That's good. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted.
Wow, that's great. I feel like I've been set up.
No,
I don't get these questions ahead of time.
No, this is great. You're just a wealth of knowledge. So, but that's great. Thanks, Ed, for giving us a very, very comprehensive answer in 17 minutes. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
And took time for a commercial for some podcast, the Living Waters podcast. What is it called?
Living and Effective. Well,
there you go. Living
Effective. And talking about other podcasts, once again, New Churches, the Q&A podcast. We're part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. So be sure to check out another one on our network called Ask Me Anything with J.D. Greer and Todd Unzicker. They talk about theological, ethical, and leadership questions on each
podcast.
You're
going to listen to somebody named Unzicker?
Hey, Todd Unzicker. Dude, this guy, if you have a radio voice, this guy like one-ups you.
Dude, I know Todd Unzicker. Yeah. How do you know? What do you mean? Like, I know. He does have an awesome radio voice.
Yeah, he does. And he actually did some reporting or such and such, I think for a sports team too. So there you go. Be sure to check him out and we will catch you next time.